Guy Davenport once said, "True imagination makes up nothing. It is a way of seeing the world."
Today on The Poet's Weave, I again have former IU faculty member Roger Mitchell back in Bloomington for a brief visit, who will have his ninth book of poetry, Half Mask, published this spring by Akron University Press. I am Jenny Kander. Roger, share with us your way of seeing the world.
This poem is called Nap. I lie down and drift away, then come back. Where I've been, I do not know, nor who I am. The room is strange. I could be dead or home, but not the one I live in. That one returns slowly. From where, though? The home the dream brought back burns off, a vapor, cast across my life to keep me in it. But where that is moves too, like images in brief sleep. The other poem I want to read is called Exquisite Cloth, and it's based on a small venture, as you'll see, into or near philosophy. I like to think I'm part of a larger animal, one cell among billions, dead, alive, and still to come, who together will, in time, come to know all that can be known. Fantastic, I realize. But it allows me to think also of what, even at the end of human thought, when all insight, information, opinion, advice has been assembled in bins or vast electronic pouches, will be withheld from us. Though we do not have to wait for that last innocent, elusive item of human realization to be added to the pile, to come into the presence of this thing I can't describe, it is here now, whatever it is. And all of us look out the window or across the room, take down another book from the shelf, or get out a pad and start scribbling, hoping that this time it will not get away. Though truly it has no way to escape, much less be, apart from those who cannot know it, ever, and who reach, if they're lucky, this tender edge of being with an unforeseen relief. So, rather than wait for human intelligence to finish its job, for someone, though who, to say, "We now know what can be known, go home and weed your garden," which might not happen for millennia, or quite possibly passed by unnoticed one Saturday in Bruges, as Kant, yes, Kant will do, I think, for this task, whether or not he ever set foot in Bruges, was admiring some exquisite cloth in a window as his coach rolled over the cobblestones, and he decided now might be the time, and this the place, the weaving of the cloth mysterious and dense enough to draw forth this last molecule of human realization which he'd spent his whole life approaching. We must be ready for this possibility, that what can be known is known already, and that you and I are free now to go, though there is no destination, no town where the road runs down to the shore and stops, a freedom we might not welcome because it's so complete, threatening, because it comes with no instructions, no precedence, no end, and is in everything we see, everywhere, always.
This has been a program of poetry by Roger Mitchell on The Poet's Weave. I am Jenny Kander.